USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body of Nyssa Brown, a 13-year-old girl from Bowling Green, was found in a Kentucky neighborhood last night, raising the death toll in the state to 90. Tornadoes devastated Kentucky and five other states 1 week ago. Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday authorizing them to seize Alec Baldwin's cell phone as they investigate the deadly shooting on the movie set Rust.
The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me until probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
ABC News added the music underneath. The cinematographer was killed on October 21st. He claimed the gun malfunctioned. The Senate voted 75-18 on Thursday to confirm Nicholas Burns, a widely respected former career diplomat, as U.S. ambassador to China. Mr. Burns is the first Senate-confirmed ambassador in Beijing in more than 14 months. We are USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As the Build Back Better bill is on hiatus, Democrats are now focused on taking voting rights away from states.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is turning the attention of the Senate to voting rights as discussion of the Build Back Better Act is on standstill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell tells the Senate on Thursday morning he thinks the Democrats' pursuit of voting reform is a power grab.
We have discussed over and over again why Democrats will not be allowed to federalize our elections and lord over all 50 states like a self-appointed board of elections on steroids. My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting.
Democrats say they're targeting voting restrictions in Republican-led states. This as President Biden says he may be willing to wait till 2022 for a vote on Build Back Better if the Senate can pass voting rights legislation.
Tim Berg reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood illegal immigrants into our country, the border wall was paid for, and a few months from completion when President Biden put a halt to the project. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd on Fox News, says this self-induced crisis is a result of the Democrat lawmakers' decisions.
What they're going to do is they're going to continue to pander to their base. They want to appear like they're trying to energize their base to keep them on board. But the fact remains, when you look at what they're doing, they're lying and they're deflecting. When they lie, they're talking about root causes that have existed forever, for as long as I've been a Border Patrol agent. And then they refuse to talk about what's actually taking place here in the United States, where the root causes exist, the catch and release program. And then when they deflect, they blame President Trump for everything that's going on, when in reality, President Trump gave them the most secure borders that ever existed. When you look at what they talk about, it's nothing more than rhetoric. They provide no evidence whatsoever when we can give evidence after evidence, example after example of where walls have worked. In San Diego, when we built walls, it dropped illegal immigration by 80%. El Paso dropped it by 85%. Tucson, it dropped it by 75%. Every single place that we've built walls, it's worked. That's the evidence, yet the Democrats refuse to provide evidence to the American public.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.